Thank you so very much.
Ediyorum.
I am delighted to be able to represent the university and welcome you to the campus.
Ayrıca üniversitedeki öğrencileri temsil edebildiğim için çok minnettarım. Gerçekten çok memnunum burada olduğum için.
One of the things that comes with me is a long heritage with BYU.
Gerçekten.
My father joined the faculty in 1943.
When I was 3 years old, ben
1944, he was the assistant to the president, Franklin Harris.
Ayrıca
bu kadar
da
my early experiences of my father taking my mother and me to meet President Harris.
Benim annem şey yapmıştı, tanıştırmıştı
Harrison'a,
Başkan Harrison'a.
And after I was there, he asked me if I had any suggestions to the president. And I don't know what I said, but he gave me a nickel, five cents at the time, as a reward for my counsel. And that was equivalent to what it cost to buy a chocolate candy bar.
And I thought
that was a pretty good deal. That I could go and give advice to the president and get enough money to buy a chocolate candy
yani
bar.
Candy
I guess
bar
I embarrassed my mother and my father many occasions when I slipped off on my own to find the president's office and ask the secretary if I could see the president again because I had something I wanted to tell him.
Well,
57 years later, I'm still trying to tell the president
hala yani
what to do and
ne yapmasını gerektiğini anlatıyorum. Ya da bu 5 kuruşun ne anlama geldiğini söylüyorum.
Üniversite çok değişti.
Bir sürü yüzlerce oldu, bir sürü binalar var. Gerçekten çok değişiklikler var. Gerçekten çok güzel bir üniversite. Gerçekten yıllardan beri çok değişik şeyler oldu. Gerçekten ilklerin yaptığı atalarımızın,
Mormon pioneers came to Utah in 1847. Education was a high priority.
Eğitim her zaman çok önemli birisiydi.
A school system within the homes and organized within the communities developed.
Şehirde kurarken eğitime çok önem verdiler.
This became a state.
Ondan sonra burası bir eyalet oldu.
The pioneer school systems that were developed
became the state school system. Hala devam
etti. But the church held on to Brigham Young University.
Kilise hala Brigham Young Üniversitesi'ni her zaman tutmaya çalıştı.
Is because if we couldn't teach all of the children,
bütün çocukları öğretemezsek,
then we ought to give a priority of teaching the teachers who will teach the children.
Nasıl
and so a primary focus of Brigham Young University was teaching teachers or being a teacher's college.
Nasıl olur
I was looking at some information a while back. Yeah, it was in giving the history back in 1919. 50% of the students that were enrolled then were planning to become teachers. And about half of them were women. And so there's been a long heritage of both men and women being educated here as part of the church
bunlara.
University. It had a very modest beginning. It went through its struggles. It has developed over the years and become the university it is today.
Bugünkü üniversite
now,
haline geldi. Üniversiteye bakıyoruz.
Outside,
sadece dışarıdan bakarsak. Yani üniversite birilere benzemeyebilir.
It teaches the subjects that you would expect. It's doing the research you would expect. You're seeing the product
of what you
would
görebiliyorsunuz.
Expect. But Brigham Young University is unique. There's something here that's different, and you'll feel it, you'll see it, and I hope you have an opportunity to exchange with some of the students. I have the privilege, as Dean Rasmussen indicated, of coordinating an ambassador visits program. And during the past years, we've been able to bring 190 ambassadors from 97 different countries to come and lecture to our students. It's always a pleasure for me to see the reaction of the ambassadors. First of all, they see the campus and see what a beautiful campus it is. And that it is. And then just walking across the campus, they see the students. And I remember back in the very beginning, I hosted the ambassador from Denmark.
Hatırlıyordum ki.
And the ambassador had given a lecture, and then we took him to meet the president of the university. And as we were going back to where their car was parked, the ambassador's wife said, Peter, look into the eyes of these students. There's something different here than we see on any other campus. And we believe that is true. One of the uniquenesses you'll find, of course, comes with this university being sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The standards, the values are taught. And as we have talked, and as you will see, as I've had the opportunity of hosting the Secretary General from Jordan the last few days, we've talked about, while our theology may be different, how our values are so similar. And these values, consider a university, nearly 33,000 students, nearly 4,500 faculty and staff, and all of them have agreed and do live by what we call an honor code, which includes the most visible of not drinking alcohol, tea, or coffee, not smoking, sex outside of marriage,
ya da seks
no
yapmak,
drugs except that which is prescribed,
ya da uyuşturucu kullanmak
and
gibi
you
şeyler
see
yasak
a difference in these students with that standard.
Bu öğrencilerin bu kurallara uyması
who are not
gerçekten
familiar with BYU about the standard say, well, how do you enforce it?
Bunu gerçekten nasıl
and I say,
yani uygulayabilirsin?
We don't have to enforce it. People come here because that's what they want.
Her yapmak isteyen öğrenciler, gençler.
A heavy hand of enforcement. The students themselves uphold that.
Bir şey yapmıyoruz. Öğrenciler bunu yapmak için seçiyorlar.
And it is a unique environment. Another uniqueness because of the church sponsorship,
farklı olan bir
because
şey
of the programs of the church, is where our young people give 18 months to 2 years in voluntary service for the church, and will go wherever the church wants to assign them, and they go at their own expense. But what it does is it creates a unique student body for us. Consider a student body where, now outside the United States, this isn't anything to brag about, but inside the United States of American students, it is something to brag about. Nearly 75% of our students speak, American students, speak a second language. But coupled with that, nearly half of our students at any given time have lived abroad and have spent 18 months to 2 years in that country, where they've loved the people, they've served the people.
İnsanları
they come home with that love and become ambassadors for the country. They continue the language and the traditions. If you were to walk in my office,
dillerin, öğrendikleri dinleri hala devam ettiriyorlar.
My missionary experience in Norway and my new home of Jordan. And that this continues on. My father named me Erland. Now, you probably haven't heard that name before.
Erland ismini verdi.
Kristen Lavrin's daughter, which received the Nobel Peace Literature Prize in 1928, and Erland was one of the characters in it.
Nobel alan birisinin
My
adı da Erland.
Gave me a Norwegian name.
Benim babam diyor bana
As
bir Norveççe isim verdi.
Family, we always prayed, using the traditional Norwegian prayer. So from the time I was 3 or 4 years old until I was older, all of our blessings on our food were in Norwegian. My father taught us the folk songs in Norwegian. Whenever as a family we got in the car,
we'd go
someplace, we would start singing the Norwegian folk songs, starting out with Per Spelman. Well, this kind of love carries over with all of these students. And you see it here on campus.
I had the consul general from Egypt here.
We were going across campus.
Ondan sonra hani yıllar boyunca hep Norveç'i sevmiş mesela.
Yani
şey demek istiyor, bizim hani lisemizdeki birçok insan misyona gidiyor. Onlar geldiği zaman hani misyondan hep o ülkeleri
temsil ediyorlar. Neyse şimdi. It was very polished. And it was really fun as we listened to the two of them conversed. Well, you see that manifest right now. One of our language programs is Arabic. It's interesting, the past ambassador to Jordan was a BYU graduate. He started his Arabic here at BYU. The former deputy chief of mission in Egypt started out, was a BYU graduate and started his Arabic here. The ambassador to Kuwait, Deborah Jones, started
Arapça
her Arabic here at BYU.
We şey demek istiyor, yani
52 American students
işte yurt
who have completed 2 years of Arabic language training that are in Jordan right now for 4 months
güzel programlar
to polish
güzel şeyler yapıyorlar,
their
lise adına,
language instruction in Arabic. They go to an institute. They're taking a class at the University of Jordan. They're required to spend a minimum of two hours a day out speaking with the Jordanian people, reading and writing in Arabic.
Yaptıkları bir program
and you
var
see
galiba,
that
okuma,
develop.
Yazma.
It makes this campus a unique campus. But you know, many of our faculty preceded them with those same experiences. And so you see that, and as I bring the ambassadors here,
böyle
it is really a marvelous opportunity to showcase BYU with having them
yani.
Meet people from their country. Last night with the Secretary General from Jordan, we had a dinner with the Jordanian students. And we had 40 people there, and half of them were Jordanian students who are going to BYU. And it has been a marvelous experience. Now, most of these students are Muslims. And I have the opportunity of helping in the recruitment and selection of them. And I always talk to them when they arrive about what their experience will be. And then I love the last interview before they leave. And I'll ask them, what was your experience like at BYU? And I find consistently the same response. I may not have become a Mormon, but I have come to recognize and love my own religion. The Muslim says, I go home a better Muslim. The Catholic says, I go home a better Catholic. The Lutheran says, I go home a better Lutheran. We hope that as people come and they're in this environment, students from your country, that whether they're of our faith or not, they're welcome. We simply ask them to come and live the same standards as we do. We're grateful for your presence here. Our university president will have an opportunity in the morning to personally welcome you. But for tonight, I say thank you, welcome. We hope you have a good experience while you're here.